I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The death toll from Haiti's cholera outbreak keeps rising. About 800 Haitians have died from the disease now. So far, there are more than 11,000 confirmed cases of cholera in Haiti. Today, the United Nations said the number of cases could eventually hit 200,000. UN officials also said Haiti needs $164 million in aid to help fight the cholera epidemic. Over the past week, the disease has spread to the capital, Port-au-Prince, and its surrounding slums. Reporter Sabri Benachour of station WAMU is there and sent back this report, which we should warn contains graphic descriptions of the illness.
In a clinic in Cité Soleil, that's Haiti's largest and most notorious slum, Alcide Josemin's daughter lies on a cot.
She got cholera. 5 a.m. She had bellyache.
The bellyache turned to diarrhea and then vomiting.
While she was working through the hospital, she fainted. Then they carried her into the hospital. Since she's at the hospital, only God knows what's going to happen.
It's becoming bigger.
Sister Marcella Catozza is a Franciscan nun. She runs the Wharf Jeremy Clinic.
I arrived here 7 o'clock in the morning, and I had two dead people in front of the clinic. Not died, but just to die, and died here 10 minutes after.
The place smells like chlorine. Anyone who goes in or out has to walk through a tray of bleach and water. The floors are constantly being mopped. Sister Marcella says about 60 people a day are showing up with symptoms of cholera. Most are so sick they're sent off to larger hospitals.
Sunday morning, the boss of my team called me that we had 4 dead people here, 2 young children and 2 adults. 1 people on Monday and 2 during the night between Monday and Thursday, and 1 baby yesterday.
Outside the clinic, ramshackle sheet metal structures sprawl for miles, with just the tiniest of alleyways between them. The ground is bare dirt packed with trash. Pigs poke around in fetid streams.
We have not drinking water. Before the earthquake, we had not drinking water in this area. We have not latrines. I built now 8 latrines, but are not enough. Here are living 150,000 people. 8 latrines are nothing.
Cholera spreads easily in areas with poor sanitation. Still, a lot of mystery surrounds the disease here, despite radio announcements and banners going up around town. Benicia Louis is fixing fried chicken for dinner in her home, one of the few concrete homes here. She and her children all have white paste smeared on their upper lips. It's toothpaste.
Because they say that the people who's been affected by cholera died, and then they have been buried somewhere down there. But pigs have been digging with the corpse, so she thought that the air was really affected, not breathable. They said that if you smell the bad air from outside, you can get cholera from it too. So she used a toothpaste to block the air.
Sister Marcella says that education campaigns have been slow to take hold.
We don't understand why now the sister is asking to boil water. Why? I need to use money to boil water. So. And they don't understand.
Public health officials say slums like Cité Soleil are actually more at risk than the displaced person camps, because the camps are getting a lot of attention from NGOs, at least when it comes to water. Sister Marcella says Cité Soleil, on the other hand, has become a victim of its reputation.
This is a very dangerous area, and a lot of NGOs, the most part of NGOs, can't go in. But it's not true, because this place is not so bad like the people is thinking.
She says that means people in the slum are largely left on their own. Treatment facilities in the capital are filling up. Kate Alberti is an epidemiologist with Médecins Sans Frontières, one of the NGOs addressing the outbreak.
We are seeing an increase every day in the number of cases. Unfortunately, I believe this is a trend that will continue for the next few days, if not the next few weeks. And we're very concerned about the capacity between the Ministry of Health and major actors to be able to effectively care for these patients.
More partners, she says, would be helpful. For The World, I'm Sabri Benachour in Cité Soleil, Haiti.